In this bulletin, Sydney records 172 new cases of COVID-19. Tunisia faces its biggest crisis in a decade of democracy. And in sport, Australia's Olympic medal pursuit continues today with the Opals and Matildas keeping the Olympic dream alive. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 172 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, with 60 of today's cases in the community for their entire infectious period. The number is the highest daily total since the start of the current pandemic. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian has refused to speculate on what the next steps will be, saying the government still can't confirm what will happen beyond July the 31st, the initially proposed end of lockdown.
We'll consider the health advice, but also the health advice we've been receiving to date in terms of what life looks like beyond July 31. It's also clear for us that we need to intensify our strategy to ensure that the population comes forward to get vaccinated. So these are all things that we will be considering. And I just ask people, I know it's really difficult not to speculate, but please wait till we make those announcements. I'm hoping to make those announcements as early as tomorrow.
And the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is recommending everyone in Sydney get any vaccine available. Pfizer remains the preferred vaccine for under 60s, but any adult can get the AstraZeneca jab from their doctor. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the benefits of AstraZeneca against COVID-19 outweigh any risks of side effects. New South Wales is set to open a hub which will offer AstraZeneca in an effort to make use of its ample supplies. And Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced the state's fifth lockdown will end at midnight tonight. The five reasons to leave home will be scrapped and schools will reopen, as will all community sport. Hospitality, retail and gyms will open subject to strict capacity restrictions. However, visitors won't be allowed into homes and mask wearing will remain mandatory. Mr. Andrews says he knows that will be hard but necessary to curb the risk of transmission.
We understand that will be challenging for people who have not seen family and friends for a couple of weeks now, and many for longer periods than that, but we know that this is where transmission occurs. So there's a lot of good news in today's announcements. That's, I know, not the news people want to hear, but it is incredibly important.
Victoria reported 10 new local COVID-19 cases today. Moving overseas, and troops have been deployed on the main streets of Tunisia's capital, Tunis, after President Kais Saied ousted the government and froze parliament. The political crisis has been labelled a coup by opponents and critics who have called their own supporters into the streets to protest. Police have also raided the offices of broadcaster Al Jazeera and ordered it to shut down. Journalist Lofty Haji, Al Jazeera's bureau chief in Tunisia, says the office in Tunis has been working for 10 years without incident.
They closed the office without providing any reason. A group of security men came in security and civilian clothes. They broke into the office and took the keys and said they were the instructions. I asked for judicial permission, but they did not have it, and they said they were from the Interior Ministry. We carried out the instructions they asked us. Colleagues were prevented from taking their computers or other items.
Let's go to sport now, and day four of the Olympics kicks off in Tokyo today. The Australian women's basketball team will be up against Belgium tonight, and in football, the Matildas will be looking to get their campaign back on track against the USA in their final group match tonight. The Matildas began the tournament with a 2-1 win over New Zealand, but were beaten 4-2 by Sweden on the weekend. Let's have a look at the weather around the country at the moment. Showers and wind easing, 18 degrees in Perth. In Adelaide, showers developing in 19 in Melbourne. Windy with a shower or two, 17. A shower or two in Hobart, 14 degrees. In Canberra, possible shower and 15. Sunny and 22 in Wollongong. Fine weather for Sydney as well, 22. Much the same in Newcastle, 21. Similar conditions, 23 in Brisbane. Partly cloudy, 27 in Cairns. And sunny, 32 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.